This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. More than 50 people are dead in Pakistan after a missile strike by U.S. drone aircraft in a Taliban stronghold area. Joining us for more on this, as events in Iran tend to shield us and shadow other important stories in the region, is the BBC's Rob Watson, who joins us from London. Good morning, Rob.
Morning, John.
What do you make of this? I mean, I heard as recently as, I believe, yesterday that the new general in Afghanistan was restricting the use of airstrikes to protect civilians.
Well, this is quite a different thing. This is about, he's talking about, General McChrystal is talking about not so many the use of air power in Afghanistan because they're so worried about civilian casualties. This is just over the border, and one should stress it is only just over the border in South Waziristan, and this involves these unmanned aerial aircraft, the drones, firing missiles intended to target militant leaders.
Now, would the order of the rules of engagement here be that the CIA is working with Pakistani troops? Because, of course, both have an interest in rolling back the Taliban, and there's been talk all week long that a final offensive is about to commence.
Well, that, of course, is the big issue and the big talking point right now. I think what most analysts believe is that clearly there is closer cooperation at this point in time between the CIA, which operates the drones, and Pakistani security establishment. Now, well, why do we think that? Well, for a start, we know that the Pakistanis are preparing their own military offensive in South Waziristan, which is supposed to be pretty much HQ of the Pakistani, Afghan, Taliban, and Al-Qaeda. And so this is being seen, perhaps these missile strikes as a bit of a softening up in advance of that offensive. And if you just look at the pattern of the last few weeks, there really does seem to be an intensification of the missile strikes in that part of Pakistan.
And it's not simply in the air that you can detect that pattern. On the ground, we had a report this week that a major tribal rival or critic or enemy of Batula Masood, who, of course, is the Taliban leader that is the object of this offensive by Pakistan, was gunned down. Is this a sign that the Taliban is pushing back, that there's a lot of sort of street fighting going on here?
Very much so. I guess if you were going to do a sort of scorecard, that was definitely a bad one for the Pakistani establishment. And it sort of highlights a big problem that Pakistan is going to have in this offensive in South Waziristan. The first problem is that, unlike the Swat Valley, where they've been active in the last few weeks, essentially South Waziristan has been under Taliban or militant control for the last decade, so it's going to be difficult. The other problem is Pakistan, the Pakistani state, doesn't have that many reliable friends in the tribal complex of South Waziristan.
Right.
And one of the friends that it thought that it did have, as you say, was shot earlier in the week, and we think it is by someone loyal to Batula Masood, who is the Pakistan's number one enemy, public enemy number one.
Well, finally, Rob, we've been taking a kind of an analytical track here, but 50 people are believed dead in Pakistan after this missile strike. Any sense of the casualties, civilian involvement, that sort of thing?
No. The details are always super murky. The CIA doesn't talk about it. It's too dangerous for reporters to get that. All we can say is that the intended targets were clearly allies of Batula Masood.
Well, attempting to discern from the pattern of events in Pakistan what's going on, as, again, we have reports that a major offensive against the Taliban strongholds in Waziristan is about to commence from Pakistani authorities. 50 people dead in Pakistan after a missile strike believed to be from a U.S. drone aircraft. The BBC's Rob Watson bringing us up to date.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.